Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast where we interview business owners, executives, CEOs, whoever else I feel like. Four questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds because 808 looks like Bob, and here we go. Question number one, a few sentences. Tell me who you are and what do you do?
Well, hello, Bob. My name is Kramer Reeves, and I'm the CEO of Work Relay. First off, thanks a lot for hosting me. I'm so excited to be here. You have a great podcast format, and I'm looking forward to talking to you about four questions here very quickly. First, who we are and what we do. So as mentioned, I'm the CEO of a software company. It's a B2B SaaS company built on the Salesforce platform. We focus on solving the complex business operations challenges that clients have around the world. Been in business about 10 years. Our software's been in market for about 4 or 5 years.
Love it, Kramer. Question number two, what advice would you like to share? Go.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Bob. I've been a big proponent of model-driven applications and model-driven application development for over 20 years. I've co-authored a book on the topic called The COO Revolution and How to Reinvent Processes That Are Customer-Facing for Moments of Truth. I led global marketing for IBM's automation platform and services, not once, but twice. And since I've joined Work Relay, an additional insight has really surfaced in dealing with customers. And that's not only the importance of dealing with model-driven business process management type issues, but also the combination of project management concepts. So the customers that we see have these hairball issues. They need to take control of their operations. Our target audience or business operations managers. So if you are a business operations manager, I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm going to be talking to you about. So you wake up every morning and you are wired to improve the way your company works, the way it operates, the way your business lines build and deliver products and solutions. But you need control. And that's probably the thing that keeps you up at night more than anything. Do I have control of everything going on? The people, the product, the timelines, the various sequences of when things are happening. And what we found with clients is that's a big no for most of them. If you don't have that problem, you can turn off the podcast. But listen further if you do have that problem. So what we tell people to do is four simple things. Number one, you have to define the work objectives and the work that gets the job done. What is the unit of work that you need to accomplish? Then you have to sequence that work. What is the order? How does the sequence play? What are the various decision points along the way? Then define the resources, who or what does the work, whether or not it's a person or a robot or a system. And then ultimately, it's about the timing. And this is where a lot of the business process management solutions fall flat and where project management solutions come in and help complement the business process structure that you've set up. So define the work, the sequence, the resource, and the time. And if you do that, then a lot of good things can happen. Visibility occurs. You get to see the end-to-end operations. You have productivity improvements. A lot of efficiency gains occur. Additionally, if you're doing this the right way with a model-driven environment built on a system of record that captures all the data, you can make changes. You can get analytics. You get all kinds of insights as well. And then hopefully you invest in a place where it's simple to do that. So find a simple environment and a simple solution and make sure your vendor, the vendor you choose, proves the simplicity throughout that process. So take control of your business, four easy steps.
Love it. Love it there. Question number three, what other CEOs, founders, and executives that you know that you want to give a shout out to?
Well, I got to start with the founder of Work Relay, my sidekick, John Saper. He's been in the business for 20 years. Great guy, knows all about Salesforce, knows all about the theories of constraints, also a fellow author, good guy to work with. Vivek Rao at Foundation AI, a young company that's part of four founders have done a great job of establishing this company there. They've already been a part of three other companies. Dennis Gagne at Trisotech, another guy who really embraces the concept of modeling and Larry Goldberg, finally, of Sapiens Decision, a great visionary who I've turned to over the years. Finally, one more, I can't leave out Daniel Dinez, CEO of UiPath, turning the world a storm with their RPA products.
Perfect, perfect there. Question number three with 3 minutes left. Question number four, final fun question, 3 minutes left. Tell me about your most epic sale.
Well, let's just think about this because I've been fortunate to be in some incredible transactions over my 20 years in the industry. But in fact, the most epic one just closed on Friday. Believe it or not, we were called in August. There is a US-based IT tech and services company. It's under NDA right now, so I can't tell you their name, but just say they build products and services for their end customers, and those customers are all over the world. They needed to replace an inflexible BPM engine, the one I was talking about earlier, holding them back in their ability to really fulfill the incredible appetite for this client's services and products. The initial solution they had was very rigid, and it also required quite a bit of development resources to make any changes. They went out to bid. One of the first solutions they looked at was RPA. But it was interesting. Once they saw the RPA solution, they realized they needed a little bit more. It was more than just automation. They turned to Work Relay, and the combination of RPA along with Work Relay, all integrated in a Salesforce environment, we were able to close the deal in 6 weeks. This was incredibly fast for a company of this size and this complexity. We're starting with 1,000 users, over 1,000 users. They're growing to over 2,000 in year two. And what sold them were three things. Number one was Salesforce integration. We're natively built on Salesforce. So if you're one of the Salesforce customers out there and you have complex operations, you should come to us. Number two, they needed a simple way to handle the extremely complex workflows and orders. And we were able to show that with two demos and one quick POC in the course of about 4 weeks. And then they wanted proof. And we were able to show them that we've already been doing this for other Fortune 100 companies, large companies with global operations with proven client success. And we sold the deal, closed it on Friday, right before the end of the month.
Congratulations there, Kramer. You've got 38 seconds left. You can do some promo time. Ask me a question, talk about the weather, whatever you want, go for it.
Well, I do love the weather, and it's at this point just starting to get cool and nice where I live. So I hope wherever you are, you're enjoying good weather too. Bob, I know in Vegas it's probably warm all the time, but maybe you're getting some cool weather too.
Let me
tell you a little bit about Work Relay. We really are the premier solution on Salesforce for simplifying the management and optimization of complex operational work. We help maximize worker productivity. We improve and increase company-wide visibility.
Oh, and that is a timer, Kramer. You pulled it off. Four questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds, Kramer. Why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Well, I think 808 looks just like BOB, if I'm not mistaken.
You are correct. Gold star for you. Your website, say it real quick.
work-relay.com.
In the description, it's magic. Kramer, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media network tells you to do. You all have a good one now. Talk to you later. Bye.